There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code CHAMPION200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
There's a lot of confusion and rumors out there about marijuana. Let's clear that up with some science. Fact, our brains are still developing until age 25. And using marijuana before then can actually cause changes in our memory. That's because THC, the active chemical in weed, attaches to receptors in the hippocampus, the part of your brain that creates memories. And memory problems can affect every part of your life. So whether you vape, smoke, or use edibles, it can affect your brain all the same. Learn more marijuana science at unfazedva.com.
Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners. Welcome to the Joyful Findings Show, where we connect with the highest and greatest for all of humanity. We are creating heaven on earth together. We are all one. We are all love. Embrace the joyful energy as we connect today.
Welcome, my beautiful loves out there in Joyful Findings lands. Welcome back to the Joyful Findings Show. It's going to be a beautiful day, and it's a beautiful new month. There's a lot of information that's flowing to you from your higher self, and we're all going to start tapping into that more and be more of our authentic selves as we move forward. We're starting to really pull those layers off, which is great because I have this beautiful friend of mine, Mimi, here to join us today. And we are going to be talking about intuitive art today, about how she taps in and how she got to this, and how everyone else can step out of fear and step into what they truly enjoy. It's going to be a great show. So let's bring Mimi forward so Mimi can say hi to everybody.
Hi, everyone. How's everyone doing today?
Fantastic. I feel like they're feeling fantastic because we got people jumping on already. We've got Dia out there. Good morning, Dia. It's morning where she still is, I believe. Yes. And we have Ruth out there. Hello, Ruth. If you guys are out there, say hello to us today. And I welcome Mimi. Mimi has been in my life for a few years now, and we've gotten pretty close, and I'll let her tell her story, right? We have lots of love. You know, I love all of you, right? But we all expand and we all grow, and I love to bring people on my show that have really grown and expand, especially if they're stepping in their power and they're bringing their small business to life, right? They're bringing their passion to life. So if you guys have a passion out there that you guys are ready to bring to life, it is now. The time is now for you to do that. And I am lit up right now. So I hope you guys are feeling that energy out there, because the energy is here to support us in what we love and desire as our passions to help us all move forward. So Mimi, what would you like to tell us about yourself? How did you get into intuitive art? Where would you like to start, my friend?
Well, goodness, I really want to attribute sort of my journey, and honestly, having met you a couple of years ago when I first moved to Sarasota from Washington, D.C., I wanted to get away from the rat race. And so I moved to Sarasota, and then I just happened to meet you. And you've been like a big kick in the butt to kind of do what my soul has always known, that I need to kind of step on this other frequency to sort of express myself in a way that spirit wanted me to express myself. So thank you so much for being in my life. Honestly, this is all because of you. So,
oh, you're lighting me up. It's all because of you. And I just listened to my intuition, and that's what brought you to me, because I put it out that God brings me the people that I can help. Right. And he always delivers. He delivers. And you are one of them. So you are welcome. I'm glad I could be of service.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, so I've never always, so this wasn't like something I was born with, like, okay, like intuitive art. It's something that just sort of presented itself to me like over time, right? Like we all have that whisper, like, oh, you got to do this. And so I would paint just like in my free time, right? Whatever. And many times I would paint like symbols, like crop circles, symbols, because it spoke to me. And because I knew that somehow that image would speak to me, you know, after it was painted. And so, and then I started to really develop my psychic gifts, thanks to you, you know, going to your class and just being a part of your group and your circle. And then I started to put together like the intuitiveness and then the art. And then it all just sort of came together for me. Like I was supposed to do intuitive readings for people, right? And so I'm able to kind of connect to people's energies, and I can see people's chakras. So first I get sort of like their colors, and then I meditate on it. So it takes me a little bit. It takes me about, you know, 20 to 30 minutes to really like tap into somebody's energy. And then I'm able to, I get an image and I get a message. And that message is placed onto canvas. And then that person, once they receive that painting, you know, they could put it in their office, they could put it anywhere. But that is always sort of generating that energy that I receive a message from them, from their higher selves. And it's always in their space. So that's sort of what I do in a nutshell.
I love that. And you know what's so funny as you just say that? I have to bring this one forward right here, because this is one of yours that was gifted to me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So tell us the story behind this, because as soon as they saw it, they said I had to have it. So the galaxies, I believe, so
that's
right?
The galaxy. And you know, that was, again, one of my very first paintings, and that's actually pastel. And so that's when I was learning to really sort of connect to my art. So I just started to, and you know, I paint, like I don't paint like this. I paint and it's really close to my heart. So like, I'm very connected to every painting. Yep. So I started, and then like, I just started making the circles, and then it just sort of came out of me. And the message, it's funny because I never know if I'm painting for like the world, or if I'm painting just to get a message from me, I never know what I'm going to paint. And that's actually true when I'm connecting to somebody's energy. I get the colors I get, but I never know what spirit wants me to put down until I'm actually doing it. So it's almost like it's like a connection. Like that's the way that I'm able to kind of express it on, it's on canvas. You know, like you do it in like 20 seconds, you tap in. But for me, like it's a process and it's a meditation, and then I'm able to put it on canvas.
I love that. And wow, you do it so well. After you get into the energy, it means so much. So I already see, we're going to say hello to a few more people out here that have popped in to say hello today. We have Sugar Magnolia. Who else we got out here? We got Laura Goodman. We got Kelly Wittes. Oh, look at all you guys out here. We got a bunch. We got Feng Shui in My Space. Hey, Marsha. And Marsha, we have an advertisement for you, since Marsha of Feng Shui in My Space is going to be my sponsor for the show this month. So halfway through, there'll be a 30-second little showdown for that. It's so cute. You can't wait to see it. And we got Linda Hallisey. We got Maine out there. Woohoo! Oh, we got Nicole. Hello, Nicole, from over at Wild Ginger. Glad you could join us today, my friend. We got Sarah, Super Space Cookie, and we have Amanda Smith. She says, I'm already sold and need an intuitive art piece as soon as possible. Well, you can go directly to her website at intuitiveartbymimi.com and sign up, okay? You can do it after the show. You can wait till after the show, but definitely sign up, because she's given a great deal from now into through the end of summer, and then, you know, increase in prices. That's just how things go. You know what I mean? But you guys can get in on the bottom floor. Get on. This is where we're building. This is where I love, because we're starting with a foundation. This is Mimi's foundation. And you guys are, I'm getting so lit up right now, that you guys are going to help build her foundation, right? So she can build the next level and build the next level. And that's what we're here to do for each other, is to start those foundations and help each other build them. And it's about the small guys, the little guys, right? It's about us little guys, you know, the small businesses that need to be built up. Not those large corporations. It's about building up our communities again, even if they are worldwide, right? Because a lot of people watch from all over the world around here. So it's like we're building that up. We're building that up. And there's many new things that will be coming in the future, too, for all the small businesses that I know. More surprises for all of you in growth, because you guys are all stepping into your power to bring this forward. So I just had to throw that in there. Mimi, sorry, I just get every once in a while. I know I actually made you a little emotional, so I know that if you're feeling that, right, because that's tears of joy. That's not sadness. You're like, this is happening, you know. So tell us how you finally got to this point. Maybe, you know what I mean. Now that
goodness. Okay, so I've always been intuitive when I was little. Right, I grew up in the former Czechoslovakia under a communist regime. And I started to really kind of immediately sort of pick up like, ooh, something like I saw my classmates being mistreated. Like I immediately sort of realized that my intuitiveness and my feelings were pretty strong. And I felt the feelings of my classmates at the time. And so I started to sort of already like see people's like auras and I started to just know things about them. Which it just sort of came into my space, and I just knew like that there was something that they either weren't sharing with the world, or I just knew specific information about them. So that's when I was little, and then we emigrated to America, to the United States. Woohoo, go America! Yay, love this country. You know, I started to go down the corporate route, right? So I have a business degree, I have a master's degree in sociology. But yeah, I started to really go down that 9-to-5, you know, you walk into a cold office and you just want to like, you know, you just want to like, you know, like, I can't do this. There's no life here. And it was an environment that was so like, so opposite of what my soul wanted me to be in, but I did it, right? Because that's what you do. That's how you make money. And so I was in that, and I was in Washington, D.C., the rat race, you can imagine, the 9-to-5, the sort of the egos in the office, the politics in the office. And I just always knew that I was meant to do something greater. And so I didn't actually start painting until I moved to Sarasota. And that was also sort of a guided move. You know, I didn't know that I was going to move to Sarasota. I just happened to find a job here. My parents retired, they're in Tampa. So I found myself in Sarasota, and immediately I started connecting to the spiritual community here. And that's when I met you. I met other amazing healers and people that have really guided me on my journey. And that's when I started painting. I really started painting here in Sarasota. And again, it started out with just sort of, I just needed to get something out of me, and I didn't even know what that was. And then after joining your psychic development class, which has just been such a blessing, I started to kind of connect the two, like, wait a minute, I'm receiving messages for people, and I know how to communicate that on canvas. And so it's been, I guess it's always been a part of me, but because I listened to that whisper and that tiny little voice, it helped me kind of connect this unique thing that I would have never been able to sort of put together if I didn't walk this journey, right? If I wasn't like, wait a minute, there's something deeper calling me here. So thank you so much. That's such an understatement. Thank you. Honestly, like this is really what spirit, it's just time, right? It's time for people to step up and do this.
It is. And to listen to those little voices, right? Yep. Hey, you know, probably when they said, hey, go to Melissa's class, you had no idea what that was going to entail, right? Or when you said, oh, I'm just going to start connecting these two things together. And it's great that you can put it into something that people can take with them, you know, and hold with them and put it in their sacred space if they want to, whether it's in their office or in their living room or at their coffee table or wherever it needs to be to enlighten them in what that message is to help them move forward. Because you're just like me, you're about messaging. Is about getting unstuck and about moving forward. What is your higher self asking you to go follow, right? You know, and we could use some of the examples of some of your art, actually. You know what I mean? Like, is there any stories like in any of those behind you? You know what I mean? Like,
goodness, where to start? Absolutely. So like, for instance, so this was what, I don't know if you can tell. So this is one of my very first paintings that I sort of, and that was actually hung up in, I believe, in my office at the time. And for me, so what I didn't know is that was actually, it was a message kind of from my higher self. And I put it in my office, in my cubicle. And it, like, every time I looked at it, I was like, oh, man, like, it sort of brought me, it sort of snapped me out of that left brain, you know, busyness and just ridiculousness. And it helped me connect to my higher self. So that was actually a message for myself that I didn't know that I was painting for myself. And so hold on. I'm like, I feel like a weatherman. I'm like, the
I know
it's moving. Okay.
I feel the same way when I have to turn around.
Okay. Hold on. I don't know if you can tell. So this one,
I love it.
It's called The Windstorm. I don't know. I just wanted to sort of those metallic colors. And I felt like I was like, in a dune, but yet like there's still like a message of hope in that one. And then this one is The Light Winds. So this one kind of happened at the end of last year. There was a lot of sort of chaotic energy happening in the world. And something wanted me to paint The Light Winds, and it will win. This one is a customized piece. Hold on, can I take it off? I put so many holes in my wall. I don't know if people can see. Huh? So this is for a person that reached out to me recently. I actually painted this like 2 days ago. And the message, so first I connected to this person's chakras and I got like orange. I felt that her throat chakra and her sacral chakra needed to be sort of like revived. So I immediately got the colors. And then I just started painting. And I was really into her energy. And immediately I started to sort of see wings. And what I got from that was this person needs to self-express. They don't know how to communicate their soul mission, right? And so obviously the painting was about, I don't know if you can see the butterflies and just sort of self-expressing her mission. So I'm yet to give this painting to her. I'm going to see her on Friday. So hopefully she will enjoy what I painted for her, and she could put this in her office. She could put this anywhere. That energy is in there. So it's really helping her to step into her soul mission and to self-express. So that's what this painting's about.
Love it.
Yay. All right. Well, we don't have to go through all of them.
Okay. That's fine. We'll say hello to some more people that have popped out here. Because let's see, Laura Romero's out there. She said, hi, Melissa and Mimi. Hi, Laura. Glad you could join us today. And here's what I was kind of hinting at, but I'm glad Complicated by Design actually put it out there. Our friend Dia, looking to utilize art products, etc., from small authentic businesses and people for the Complicated by Design series. Can't wait for Mimi's art and Sugar Magnolia's compassionate body delights. That's another listener out there that's putting their stuff down. So they're going to need some art for the scenes, Mimi. You're going to be on the big scenes. Yeah, come on. Look at see how all this is all falling together and how we're all helping each other. I mean, this is just like,
I love it.
I couldn't, I mean, when she told me earlier, I was lit up and I kind of had tears going on. And I was like, this is the stuff that I was talking about. Us building each other up, the small little businesses, we are ready to grow. We are ready to like, we're like those fields. We're like a field. And just so you know, Mimi can give messages outside of just her artwork. She just doesn't prefer to do it that way. But you all, this just, I know I put her on the spot, but I really didn't put her on the spot because I'm not asking her to give any messages today. But I want to tell her, I want to share, like, because Mimi's been coming to my class now for what, a year and a few months or so, just over a year or whatever, a year and a half probably now. And a lot of times we'll do billets, right? And what that is I'll either write names on a piece of paper or they'll write their names on a piece of paper and we fold them up and I make them pick it out and I don't let them look at the name. They just have to feel into the energy. And probably in the last year, Mimi has picked her own name four or five times. So five times so that she knows now that she's getting the right information, right? They make you pick your own paper to get your own messages so that you know that you're listening to yourself. Because she knew as she was getting the information, she goes, I think this is for me, but it could be for somebody else. She's like, darn, it was for me, you know? Yeah. But it's like knowing that you can tap in and have that information at your disposal all the time is amazing. It gives you more confidence. So I just want to share that with everyone. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of confidence in that. When you're like connected, it's like being plugged in, right?
Absolutely. And this is really stepping into, so I feel like a newborn at this, you know, it's sort of like, you know, I came out of the corporate world again, it's a completely different energy. And it's almost like really just taking a leap of faith and stepping off that cliff. And that's something that you talk about all the time is having that faith that your bliss, like whatever that little voice is in your head, whether that's feng shui, whether that's crafting, whether that's art, whether that's, you know, being psychic, it's just time for us to step into that because it's just time. It's really, and you keep talking about that. And I think we all feel it in the world. If not now, when? I mean, like, I feel that whatever I'm doing, yes, it's a message for people, but I think in a collective, because I'm stepping into the spirit, God, source energy, right? Everybody is sort of affected by that, not just the people that I'm doing the art for. So I just think it's time for us to be courageous, right? As we were all of 2020, be courageous and step into that. Step into it, please, 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 please. Like the God has you, you know what I mean? Like if you just walk a little bit, like God's going to support you. So
that's great. Even the baby steps, it doesn't have to be that huge leap, right? It takes a while to get to that leap. But yeah. If you just make that baby step, right, and step out of fear and just go, all right, I'm going to step out of it and see where it goes, right? Because you got to start walking sometime, right? So right. And you have to start with baby steps. We've already crawled. We already know we can crawl. Now it's time for us to take the baby steps. And some of us are already at the cliff and we're like, whoa, we got our wings and we're ready to go. But everyone's on their own journey as we go along. But now is the time to be fully supported from source, from your higher self to help you advance through so that you can also help others, right? Because just like Mimi just said, is if you own it and you're standing in it, you're helping the people around you stand in it as well because they're feeling your vibrations and they're like, hey, how are you feeling more at peace and happy? How are you doing that? You know, and now Mimi's like, well, I don't work a 9-to-5 job is one of them, you know, that's like, oh, who likes that anyways, right? You're more in control of where you're going, who's in it, right? You don't have to report to anybody else. You're reporting to yourself. So you have to be, you know, at least, you know, honoring who you are and what you need to be doing. And if it's your passion, it's kind of like a rocket. It's just going to take off. Okay. As you have that faith, it's just going to take off. Because Mimi, tell them how it took off for you. Go ahead. It took off pretty quick, didn't it?
It did. Yes. Yeah. And honestly, how do I begin this? It's kind of like which came first, the chicken or the egg. You know, I started to be very disgruntled in my 9-to-5 jobs, right? And then that energy, because I was putting that out there, I kept getting let go. You know, even though I logically, I didn't want to be let go. I didn't want to stop my income stream, but like the universe was like, boom, like, stop it. You know, like, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. So, it was sort of guided, and it was, I don't want to say forced. It was like, I was gently sort of pushed into it. And because I listened, there's definitely, an active step for that person. You have to listen, and you have to trust, and you have to have faith. And Melissa, you taught me that. I mean, I was in huge resistance for the people that are like, oh, I don't know if I could do this. Trust me. Melissa has been kicking me gently in the butt for the past, a year, right? Since you found out that I have this ability.
Yes.
I just kept resisting. I was like, no, I'm not going to do this. This isn't who I am. I'm not woo-woo. I mean, I've got like 4 degrees. Like, I'm not going to, I don't know how to make money doing this. My family's going to be like, what are you doing? But you just kept sort of gently nudging me until it came to a point where I created the website and I put it out there, and it was incredibly vulnerable. But the way that I'm being supported by the universe and by the spiritual community here in Sarasota and by the people that are on this frequency, I truly believe that it's having that faith that when you jump off that cliff, you will land into a beautiful, loving pillow. So don't be afraid to jump off the cliff.
That's right. Fear not, my friends. Fear not. It's kind of like being in the lazy river I talk about, and we finally get to that waterfall and we're afraid stuff's going to happen to us, but we land ever so softly at the bottom of this waterfall in this beautiful lagoon. You know what I mean? And there's no damage and you're just like floating, you know? So if you have no fear and you have that trust and that faith in yourself and in the universe and in humanity, right? Because it's also those people that are coming up to that frequency that need these messages to help themselves move forward, right? We're all getting that inner talking to, right? It's whether we decide when we're going to listen. You know, it's just like I kept getting that for years. I was supposed to do this show. You know, it took me over 3 years to listen to that voice. You know what I mean? Even from messages, every person that I went to gave me the same message, but I never listened until the perfect opportunity showed up in front of me, which was weird. Right. But I thank Tiffany for that, because here I am 2 years later, and here I have with my friend Mimi. And this is like, you know, bringing each other up, right? This is about building each other up, because those people that have low self-esteem, right? Like, I can't do that, right? Mm-hmm. That was taught to us somewhere in our lifetime, right? Maybe as a child, or that you can only make money at a 9-to-5 job, right? That's the only way to make money, right? Because that was the mentality back then. And now we're like, no, we could do it however we want. We could do it on, you know, a farm or a roadside stand or whatever, you know what I mean? And make that income that's going to make us happy and desirable. So I give you great kudos for the bravery and the faith to help you yourself move forward, because this is helping other people that are also listening to us to have the faith to move forward. So Laura also said, beautiful work, Mimi, with an exclamation point. She's happy. And all right. And Laura also said faith with an exclamation point. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And Sugar Magnolia, please put your website in the comments too, so that Complicated by Design can hook up with you. So we can all start this intermingling of all these high vibrations and bring all our love, right? Because look at that. Dia's creating that sizzle, right? And she wants to bring some of your passion. You know, I give some of my passion into it too when she asks energy stuff. She brings the lotions into it. If someone has to rub lotion or have lotion in the scene or whatever. I love this because it's bringing everybody's vibration up, because we're all working out of passion. So that's going to make it even more powerful with all of the love messages that are tucked in there. Does that make sense? Because we're tucking them in wherever we can now, right? Because love is such a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. And I just want to share a story. So one of my friends, he asked me to do a painting for him. And so I did. And, you know, I gave it to him. And then I saw him maybe a month later. And so what I got for him was that he needed to nurture himself, right? So it was a lot of greens. It was a lot of yellows. Unfortunately, I didn't take a picture of it, so it's not behind me. But once he received that painting, he said he put it in his office. there was a, and I know him because he's my friend. He said that there was like a person in his life that he wanted to maybe distance himself from. And the day that I gave him that painting, the day that the painting entered his space at home in his office, because he works from home, he hasn't talked to that person ever since. So it's almost as if the paintings are like this beacon of energy. They're constantly emitting your higher self, right? And so for him, it was to nourish himself, to know that he deserves better in relationships, right? And so, I mean, not to attribute all of that to that painting, but, you know, he was talking about it. He's like, Mimi, that's so crazy. Like I, ever since that painting entered my house, that person like left my world. That negative person left my world. So there is some, you know, yeah.
Well, I feel like the energy of what your painting went to, right? And the energy of him wanting to block that out, because negativity can't stay around high vibration, right? It's like we vibrate too high for the negativity. So by you adding that and allowing him to feel that vibration allowed him to start vibrating higher to push out the negativity. Because once you start to get out of that and you start to vibrate in those higher places, you know what I mean? It's like you can't have the negativity around you. It can't stay because it can't control you like it used to, if that makes sense.
Totally. Absolutely.
Like we're taking our power back in many different ways. I love that. Thank you, Sugar Magnolia, for the super sticker. I'll give messages towards the end, my friend. We're pretty much at the almost the 30-minute mark, so this would be a good time to pop on our little ad that Marcia has come up with for being my beautiful sponsor for Joyful Findings this month. I love you, love you, love you, and thank you, thank you, thank you. So whenever you want to run that for us there, my dear producer. Wasn't that fun? That was really fun. Did you like that, Marcia? I don't know if she's still out there or not. That would be the first time she saw it. I think that's great. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's so awesome. That's so good. So, I know, right? It's so funny. So, what else would you like to share with us about intuitive art? Let's talk about how they can find you. They can find you by your website, right?
Right. They can find me by my website. And so, if I haven't met you yet, I do need to see a picture because that's how I'm able to kind of tune into your energy. Obviously the name and just your face. So if you can email me a picture of you, whoever that person is, or like a social media page, I just need to see a picture and then I'm able to do my process. So, and then I ship, the paintings to whoever you want me to ship.
Right.
Yeah.
So you guys can get these pretty much around the United States now. She has to reconfigure shipping if you're out of the United States.
Oh, okay. Yes. Global.
Exactly. We are going, this is worldwide. The world is really so small. See how it's stuck in the behind me there? I never know which way to look either. See how the globe is behind me right there? The whole world, it's really that little. You know, it's like the little glass bowl that we're all like, that's where the angels and gods are all like on the outside going, hey, you got to move around the right there, you know? But it's like it's really smaller than we believe it is, right? We make it feel like it's big, but really it's so small because it's like I could run into people down here that grew up close to where I lived, you know what I mean? So it's really 6 degrees of separation, right? It's like every sixth person, somehow we know somebody, and that happens more and more every day, right?
That's right.
So it's kind of fun. Woohoo! Complicated Die Design said, what about size of paintings and options?
Yep. So, I have, on my website, there's a 12 by 12, there's a 9 by 12, there's an 8 by 10, and there's a 6 by 6. But if you have a specific space that you're thinking of that you want me to, just let me know and I can go out and get that specific canvas and we can totally.
Ooh, someone go for a really big one. I want to see a really big one. I want to see a big one.
Me too. Yeah.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah. And she's flexible like that. So whatever you need.
Yeah. Just reach out to me. I'm happy to. Yeah. And if you have like an office or, you know, like a bigger project, definitely, you know,
that's funny. Complicated. Dia says I was thinking big. That's funny because I was seeing big, like,
yeah.
I feel like this whole space behind me easily. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, like if you're a startup company and you want to kind of fill your space with great energy. I mean, I know most of us are working from home, but I think eventually maybe we'll enter back into the offices. I mean,
that's already happening. People are entering back into their spaces now.
Yeah. Right. That would be a great way to kind of, you know, put your energy into, or your, like whoever that CEO is, right. To put that energy onto the wall.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
You should be you just gave me a great idea with that. These need to be corporate gifts for people, you know, people that you know that are the CEOs and stuff, you know, to help break whatever ego cycle they're in, right? I'm getting hit in the heart with that. So just think about that. If you guys know some bigwigs out there that need a little bit of, you know, waking up, this would be a great gift for them. Woohoo! For sure. And if you need a feng shui piece of art also, because Mimi did one for me. I have this section that's my, I forget what section it is now. Oh, my prosperity section, right? And I have a lot of glass there, and that's not good for my sign. You know, I don't have Mimi, I don't have Marsha on to talk about all that, but I needed something to balance that out. And so Marsha told Mimi the colors that I need, and she goes, and she's all like, all right, I got something. And she brought it back the next week. She goes, you know, and then she brought it back to me the next week, and it's perfect, and it's been working ever since. So if you need a feng shui piece or wherever you need it to fit, maybe you need it to fit in your bathroom or your living room or your car. Maybe you just need a little tiny one to be a little protection in your car, right? Maybe we should come up with a little 4x4s, you know what I mean? Nothing is outside the box. Think outside the box, people, you know what I mean? Who's to say, right?
Who's to say? Absolutely. And right. So the size, so I wanted to make them smaller again, because I think it just saved me so much, like working in an office and just being you can take it with you. They're portable, right? So for me, I knew intuitively, I knew that I needed to kind of snap myself out of that energy. So those paintings is what kind of reminded me of who I truly was. And so I wanted to make the paintings smaller so that people can put them on their shelves, you know, hang them up in your cubicle, in your car. Again, it's sort of like having like a crystal. I mean, it's infused with something to wake you up. It's infused with your higher frequency. Okay. And it does its magic. All right. So, and it doesn't have to be constantly like in your view, it'll just do its magic regardless.
Exactly. Just like mine being back here, you know what I mean? Because this is me. You know what I mean? Laura was right when she got this for me, because this is me. You're like, oh, Melissa, tap into who? I'm like, all right, I'll go over there. All right, where are you? Oh, I'll go there. That's kind of how I connect. You know what I mean? I'm like, wait, where are you? Aubrey, you know?
Melissa's off in her little galaxies, like, bing, bing, bing.
I know. And that's pretty much what I do when I decide it's time to, like, I'm on, you know, it's like, you just go wherever you need to go, just get the information that you need to open up, you know, look at that.
Definitely.
Oh, Billy's joining us too. Hello, Billy.
Billy.
Yeah, you know, Billy from class.
Hello, Billy. How are you? Welcome.
Yeah, we're talking about Mimi's art today. So do you guys have any questions about Mimi and her art? I'd be welcome to ask her for you guys if anything pops up out there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, people? What else would you like to share with us about your art, Mimi? Is there something special or, you know, I don't know, or maybe you're getting directed to just say something.
I guess I'm just being directed. So for those that are watching right now and those that will watch this, if you're thinking about doing something different with your life, if you're thinking about changing, you know, if you think you won't be able to make money, or if you're kind of stuck, or if you know that calling, you feel it, right? It comes in your dreams or when you're silent, when you're meditating. I want to encourage that whisper, and I want to make that whisper into a yell, a gentle yell. But yes, you're on the right path, and you got to trust. I know this world makes us believe that we have to have a 9-to-5. I know this world makes us believe that, you know, we need money. Like, I mean, not to say that you won't be making money, but I just feel like we're so stuck in that material, you know, world. But if you follow your soul's mission, beautiful things happen, and the universe will reward you tenfold.
And then some. Yeah. So it's kind of like this. You got the little yes, and then you got the yes. It's now, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
That's why I've been saying that for a while, but it's always now, right? So even if I said it a month ago, it was now then. Now it is now, now, right? Yep. Now, now. What are you feeling right now to help yourselves move forward and express yourselves in the most best way that you can, right? That feels most authentic to you, rather than those masks, right? Just like Mimi having to work in DC around all those egotistical people and politicians and stuff, right? They're all wearing like all these masks, right? No one's being their authentic self. And where she's an intuitive, she's like, you know, felt like, you know, and I felt like it took your truth away too, because the way they're doing that. So you getting out is allowing you to speak your truth, right? So I feel like this is a lot of you clearing that up right now to be able to stand and speak in your truth, okay? And create whatever it is that you need to create, right? And be of service of however you need to be of service, right? Because we are all of service in one way, shape, or form or another. Right now, how's the best way for you to bring that forward? Right, what's the best way that makes you happy as you do that? I'm being lit up right now, so this better, you guys better be feeling this out there, because I got goosebumps from head to toe, you know. So, yeah. But they want you to totally step into what your power is right now and be your authentic self, because the truth is starting to roll out right now in ways that we never imagined, right? And they're saying it's going to be slow and hot. So you guys are going to be high frequency. So you guys like are all above it, right? It's like, we don't even touch the earth anymore. We're kind of like floating above it, right? Us in our higher dimensions and our higher frequencies, right? We kind of like float above the earth now. We're kind of a part of it. And some of you are already seeing this. It's like living in two worlds already, right? We can see the one world, but it's like, it's not our timeline. That's not our world. And we're over here creating our joy and happiness in our world, because that old part is the old structures that are falling right now. And here we are needling all together what needs to be put together for the new earth that's going to make us happy and joyful, right? Because the old one, we already know, didn't work and did not make us happy. So here we are doing our joy and our happiness, right? So bravo to each and every one of you for stepping into that today. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
That's right.
It's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. So Laura also says she does amazing work. So no one has any questions out there. You guys are all getting this. I think they're all like in tune with it all. That's cool. That's cool. So let's see what else we could talk about then, Mimi.
Oh, goodness.
Let's see.
Quite a
my neighbor.
Yeah, sorry.
No, one lady says, my neighbor, Sarah Magnolia says, my neighbor asked me yesterday when I was getting a job. I said, never, started getting reorders. That's fine, right? Because that means she's stepping into what her business, right? Because it's her self brought up business, her self employment, whatever it is that your passion is, right? And the neighbor thinks you need to have a job. It's funny how these people think you have to have a job, right? And you really don't. You being self-employed is going to be the best thing. And I like to use my father as an example a lot, because he was born in 1928 and my father retired at 50, but he also dropped out of school at eighth grade because he had to go out and make money. And he started a delivery business. It's so funny because he used to deliver groceries. Funny that we're delivering groceries again, right? Mm-hmm. And then he built that up into a delivery business. He delivered everything, right? But then as soon as they wanted to go union, he's like, I'm out, I'm retired. But he worked so hard through all that to be self-employed, to be able to retire at 50. And what, to collect your Social Security, you got to work till what, 75 now or something like that? That's not the way to live. It's about how you want to live and how you desire, right? Because you are the creator of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for me, I think the pressure, you know, I come from an immigrant family. So we came to this country to make money and to sort of do it the traditional way, right? You get an education, you get a 9-to-5, you get, you get your benefits at the end, and then like the Social Security and retirement. And like, that was hard to be like, I don't know how to make money like in a different way, right? I mean, that's sort of the logical way. So hence, that's why I got all this education, all these, degrees. But ultimately, I believe what will make you the most money is that bliss. And so I'm stepping into this, and I want everybody to know that this was not like a woohoo, let's do it. I mean, this was resistance to the 10th power. I mean, this was, and Melissa, every day, do you have your website this week? No, not this week. No. I'm going to get another job. Okay. All right. That's fine. And then again, when that didn't work out, right? When I had a horrible boss or something awful happened, Melissa's like, did you start your website yet? No, but something finally clicked. I think I was just done with those sort of smacks by the universe. And I just decided to go for it. And so here's Mimi kind of flying off a cliff. So I want everyone to feel encouraged by that. Yeah.
Go Mimi. Go Mimi. I'm glad you just said that, because this, wait till you hear Laura's comment right here. Mimi, I would love to see you hosting your own show. You are a leader and a teacher and have so much inspiration.
Laura.
She wants to see you with her own show. That's awesome.
Oh my God, Laura, thank you so much. Thank you.
She's the one that had me on that got me my own show.
Oh my God. Oh wow.
Yeah, Laura did that for me. Laura did that.
What a beautiful spiritual community. Honestly, I couldn't have imagined this. Like I was guided to Sarasota. It's not like I was like, oh, Sarasota, that's it. I just happened to be here. So
now here's another good question. This one's going to be a little bit more difficult for you, and do not say no right away, because that's not.
Oh
true.
No, Melissa, girl, we talked about this. Okay.
No, this is easy. It's just a question. Could you create a piece for a specific character? So that means a fictitious character in Des show.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yep.
Without a picture.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was going to, if you said no, I was going to say that's not true, because I tap into him all the time. She gives me the name of the character and I start picking up on their energy.
Oh,
and
she's yeah.
Like, oh yeah, that's right. That's true. You know, so that's
absolutely.
Cool.
I could do that. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So with Dia, I don't know if Dia knows this about me, but I used to be a theater major before my parents were like, that's never going to make you any money. So I decided to go into business. So I do understand characters and acting and that world. So I would absolutely be able to tap into a character.
Oh, I love that. She says yay out there. Yay. Yay. I can't wait to see where all this goes. Yeah. And Billy says, follow your passion with an exclamation point. Yes. Yes. And Tiffany agrees. Great idea, Laura. So I guess Tiffany would like to have you as a host. maybe you can help fill in at Wednesdays again. Wednesdays at 3.
There's a lot of dancing in my show. I hope that's okay. I think.
It's your show. You can do whatever you want. You could dance in my show too if you want to. I don't care. We wing it here. There's no rules. I have no rules.
Okay.
We just go with what spirit says. Because sometimes I'm dancing. I'm like, whoa. See, Tiffany says, yes, get up and dance. See, I would like to know, I'm going to have to get myself one of those headsets and get a camera that sits off so I could do this standing up, so I could do that like whole walk around thing, because I get really creative when I'm, on and I can move besides sitting in a chair and only being able to move my arms. I know, right? So it's fun. Yay. That's so awesome. All right. Angels work in fun ways. Yes, they do. And they bring you exactly where you need to, because it's even like when I was from New England. I'd never really visited Florida, but I came here in 1994. And when I landed here, I was like, I could live here. And I had to move here like a year later. I found a reason to get down here. I had to go to school first, but whatever. I had to be here. This is my home. This feels right to me. This feels more right to me than any place I've ever been, right? And it's brought me to make these connections with all these people that have mentored me and helped me grow in my spiritual, right? Because I had to start from the beginning too. We've all had to start somewhere in our spiritual journey, right? So I thank all my teachers before me and all those after me, because there's everyone still teaches me. I still learn stuff even from my students. There's always teaching and learning going on. There's always something to learn, right? Don't think you know it all, because you do not. So sorry, you do not. There is always, always more to learn. And we are ever evolving in that learning, right? So it makes me so happy. Oh, the head cam the paranormal peeps use. Ha, ha, ha. Now that would be funny. Does it have a little camera on it like that? Oh, but I don't want to wear a helmet. I look funny. I'll have to look into that, though. I'll look into that, Tiffany. Oh, that would be funny.
I actually don't know.
That would be funny. That would be funny. Woohoo! All right, you guys. Woohoo! Yeah, Laura says we tend to sing sometimes. Laura always breaks out in songs because she knows all the songs. I don't think there's a song Laura does not know. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, sometimes that's important, because the lyrics of the song mm-hmm. are so important to what's going on right now, right? Absolutely. Because even sometimes I'll get songs in my head and I'm like, I don't even know what song that is, but it keeps repeating, repeating, repeating. I'm like, all right, I got to go Google the lyrics so I can find out what this song is really about. Or if you're listening in the radio on the car, all of a sudden that song comes up and says, hey, are you listening? We're talking to you. You know what I mean? Whatever that song might be. Do you have that happen for you as well, Mimi?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just like little, like I wake up with like a phrase of a song, or I start singing a song. I'm like, oh, okay, that's weird. All right. But that all means something. So we, although we might think that, oh, I'm not connected, or like, oh, like, we're all getting these messages and I'm not getting anything. That's not true. That's not true. You're just not quieting down enough. And when you do get those messages, like whether that's receiving feathers, like for me, I would always receive feathers from my angels. Cause I'm really, me and my angels are like super tight. Like they're always like, we're right here, Mimi. It's okay. Like you got this. And they're very funny they're very funny angels. They've got a sense of humor. But they always will let you know that they're right beside you. But you just have to you got to give into that little whisper, right? Because that's what's going to guide you out of whatever situation you're in. So,
yes. And I just want to mention that there was something that you said that was very significant there. I'm not getting anything. That's what you're telling yourself.
Right.
That's what you're telling yourself, because even if you get a flash of blue, if you get a number, if you get something, you're just not trusting yourself. You need to trust. Trust is very important, because you're always getting something. It's whether you want to believe you're getting something or not, right? Because that was the hardest part for me. It's like, how do I know all this stuff? You know what I mean? And I'm supposed to know it so that I can help you guys. And I don't retain it. It's not like we keep this information locked up inside of us, because I would have a head that would be as big as the world right now with all that information. But I use the galaxy painting as a way of me maneuvering to go get that information. And a lot of you are doing that too. But if you sit there and all of a sudden it's just black, then black is the answer. If all you see is darkness, darkness is the answer. If you see a speck of light off in the distance, that's something. You have to start somewhere. You have to trust it. Okay. And that's super important as we move forward, because we have to have faith and we have to have trust as we move forward.
Absolutely. And I think we live in a world where it's the left side is so much more rewarded, right? The logical, the analytical. And it's like, that's how we're taught to grow up in this world. And I believe what my art does is it sort of snap what it did for me, having my own paintings in my cubicle, being in that left brain world, you know, where no one has emotion and everyone's just like, just acting, right? No one's really being that authentic self. Those paintings that I had in my cubicle, it's sort of like it just connected me to that right side. And I believe as a world, we're ready to embrace the right side of the brain again, which is the colors, the intuitiveness, the abstractness, the feeling, the like all of the spirit, right? And so I hope that my art will wake people up so that they are able to hear the right side of the brain, which is the intuition and the psychic abilities. Like we all have this. Again, it's like we all have this. you know? So
every single one of us has
all of us. Absolutely.
It's just when you decide you want to open up and tap into it. Yep. So the big message of the day is to tap into your higher self today. Follow your joy. Follow the little voices that are saying, oh, take a left instead of a right this time, or take a right instead of the left this time. Whatever gets you out of that old routine that you've been in or been stuck in, how are you going to break that, right? Because life becomes a routine, a pattern, yep. right? So now it's come because you need to create it into the pattern that you want, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's why Mimi's art is so important, because it gives a different pattern. It gives you a different energy frequency, yep. you know, along with the message that goes along with it. You know what I mean? Which is phenomenal, yep. you know, so it helps people break through their barriers. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. And that's so funny. Goldilocks says, the next Goldilocks production special, name that song, laugh out loud. Laura wins, but I'll show up just for the laughs. It'll be fun, but Laura wins. Oh, I bet she does. Oh, she cracks me up. But it's all about following our joy, right? And it's just like, and helping each other, because what we do is not about just helping us, right? It's about helping each other. It's about helping the next person next to us, mm-hmm. whether, you know, we're charging them full price, half price, whatever they can do, you know, as long as there's an energy exchange, people are bartering more. I'm bartering more with my clients and stuff. You know what I mean? Money is not that important. Maybe the service is more important than how much money it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If they want messages and hey, they don't think they can do it, but they have something they can barter, let's do it. You know what I mean? It's like there's, you know, I might need that, or I need it, or I could give it to somebody else, or, but it's all of us coming together and really helping each other grow now. So I'm so excited that you've stepped into your power as well, Mimi.
Yeah. And to your point, I mean, I think, again, the world is so poised. I can't say, and you keep saying it always on your show, but people need to hear this. The world is so poised right now where I believe that people with this frequency, right? You doing your psychic, me, my art. Like, I feel like we the more collective, the more we do this, the more we all step into our passion and our soul mission, that's going to affect the world. So if you don't like the world that we live in, I mean, I don't, you know, I really don't. It's awful for somebody as sensitive as I am, but the way I know how to do that is I'm just focusing on my joy, right? Sort of like, let me just put myself in a bubble. I'm going to help as many people as I can, you know, and I believe that that frequency reverberates into the, you know, the ether, and that's how we change the world. So we literally change the world by stepping into our passion. So.
Could have said it better myself, Mimi. Bravo. Do it. I love that. Just do it. You got this. You are being fully supported right now as you do this. All right, since we have about 6 minutes left, I did see two super chats out there, so I'll jump in and give two messages because I saw that was out there today. So Sugar Magnolia, you were the first one at the $5 super chat, woo, whatever that sticker was. I appreciate that, and thank you. Sugar Magnolia, what I'm getting for you today is you are fully stepping into your power. You are not backing down. You are like busting down doors. You are going out of your way to get out of your way. If that makes sense, because you used to be in your way, but you're getting out of your own way. But that's just only going to expand for you. So enjoy the ride, because you're following your passions and only more will follow. And then we had Super Space Cookie, Miss Sarah. All right. So Sarah, what I get for you also, you are also getting, you're getting lots of downloads right now, and you might feel like you're speeding up a little bit because I feel like time's flying for you a little bit. Just know that things are happening very quickly for you. You've set it into motion. Trust, allow, and believe as you're moving forward. And that's going to be like leaps and bounds for you. They're showing me leaps and bounds as you move forward, because June is going to be a very expansive month for everybody to step into their power, step into your joy, and don't worry about what's going on around you. Just honor yourself, love yourself, and be calm. Be calm. Because when we're at peace, when we're connected to our higher self, how peaceful does that feel? It's just like you're floating around on a cloud going da-da-da. That's the lazy river I talk about. Just float. Just go with the flow. So go with the flow, my loves. All right. So we still have 5 minutes left. Let's see what else Mimi and I can share with you. I know I can give messages pretty quickly. That's why people are like, "Whoa, you're really fast." And they want the information to flow as fast as possible. So I'm glad that a lot of times you guys understand me because I do talk pretty fast. Because if you came to my class, I don't talk this fast all the time unless I'm channeling. So.
Yeah. So what's your message for like this day, like the energy of the day?
The energy of today. Okay, since you asked me that, I will have to ask in return, Mimi. So you'll have to come up with something.
Okay.
All right. We'll play that. So the energy of the day is I feel like there's this new breakthrough, right? And I feel this in the heart chakra. So there's going to be this expansion of love that's flowing out of you for yourself and for others. So this is worldwide. I feel like this is worldwide. So whatever that is, there's lots of joy and excitement as well, because there's a lot of knowledge that you've had that's being exposed so that people understand what's going on. Your pieces of the puzzle are making total sense to you. And it's going to help you put more of the pieces together as you help the people move forward. And June has only just begun. We're only at 6-2. So just imagine where we'll be at 6:30, right? It's going just like that. So enjoy the ride. June's going to be fast, fast, fast.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I get sort of people sort of waking up to their higher self, waking up to what's really going on in this world. Right. I really feel people stepping into their truth, their authentic self. I feel like the dam's about to release.
Yeah.
So that's what it feels like. It's like, okay, it's, you know, let's do this.
See, it's funny because we saw it as a dam the other day, right? It's like the water was dripping out. I feel like we've had like this eruption almost happen now out of a volcano. And now we have this slow moving hot lava bringing us the truth, right? Because I feel like it's burning away the old stuff as it brings us the truth at the same time. It's going to be a really interesting information as we move forward. But we're getting lots of great shows out there. Great show from Amanda Smith. Great show from Christine. Thank you for watching today. Fantastic show. You guys like and subscribe. Check out Mimi's website. Definitely hook yourself up with an intuitive painting. And if you're local, she can always deliver. She's always around. You know what I mean? So give her a call then, or email her rather than do it through the website so she doesn't charge you for shipping.
Yep. It's right? Great for birthday gifts. Like if you have somebody in mind, like, oh, I really want to get this for my mom, my dad, my sister. It's really great to kind of have that customized gift for that person. So yeah,
it really is. And what better way than to customize it with someone's small business? So if it's not Mimi's art, make sure that you're picking up someone's lotions or potions or whatever else wares they're selling. You know what I mean? By supporting the little guy rather than going into the big box stores like we have for generations. We are not doing that. We're going back to mom and pop stores the way it started, right? We're going back to the beginning of mom and pops, right? So right. We're going to create it more out of love this time rather than out of greed and all that. So we are creating this new world together. So I appreciate each and every one of you guys for being on this journey with both Mimi and I and all you viewers out there and enjoying this show today. Any last words, Mimi, before we close out the day? I appreciate you and thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you again. It's an understatement to say thank you. Really, you're changing the world and you're changing lives. So I'm just super grateful. I know you. Melissa Parks. I am melissaparks.com.
Because she's even advertising for me. Check out my website too. If not, check me back here next Wednesday at 1:00. Okay, you guys. I want you guys to have a fabulous, fabulous week. Stand in your energy, stand in your power, create your passion as you move forward, even if you don't know what it is. Just make those baby steps. Take that leap, whatever it is you have to do to move forward. Do know that God and all your angels, your guides are supporting you 100% plus if you need it. Just know that this is all for humanity and feel the energy, be the love, and spread it all around. Have a great week, everybody. I love you.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special and
other epic perks. Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.